Well, yeah, you got a belt in here?
Yeah, but you're not able to use it because I'm sitting on the...
Oh, I have a couple right here.
Yeah, walking.
Yeah, walking. You know, they used to make fun of me, and my buddy said, you don't want to run down my block, that's not walking. Why don't you have a tire? And the John Brown, the last 2 years, there's plenty of them that was walking in there now.
Everybody's walking.
Now, Marla, he was hot every morning. See, that's the only reason
to
get on. Everywhere you go, houses for sale.
Everywhere you want some jobs and find some work.
And you're there every morning. You go to where you don't feel good.
Well, he looks good too,
doesn't he? Yeah, the other day, Marla, they went off for a couple of weeks. You look too hot, but 10 days ago the winds are so quick to 7 to 8 around it, even better.
Yeah, that's why I had to go home last night.
Oh, that's a nice sheep house. I like that. But getting too old for anything, you know. Talk about a Cadillac. I used to say 30 years more than 30 years old. Someday I'm going to buy a Cadillac.
Yeah, how did you buy
one? At that time, you know how much was a Cadillac?
How much?
$2,500.
Yeah, nearly
$25,000.
$2,500.
Yeah,
what did you
earn in those days?
I tell you something. About a year ago, I wasn't wearing white at the supermarket, and there's an old gentleman come in by my age, you know, and he's got something. You see, anything was, like I said, business was my life. I sold plenty of them, thousands of them. I said, how much do you have to pay for them? I said, a nice thing. Oh, yeah, I said, that's a nice pair of suspenders. They said, oh, you know, I got to pay $4.98 in tax. I said, you know, in the present time, I sold them for a quarter of a dress to sell them. You know what he told me? See, I didn't have the quarter then.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I didn't have the quarter then. You take people on the farm. Used to work from sunup to sunup for 25 cents a day. Sunup to sunup. That's right. Yeah, people don't owe anything. As long as that, I used to work 5 o'clock in the morning and you explain until you get the problem clear. 5 o'clock in the morning. And they liked it because they knew I would be there. I don't think they even get up at 5 o'clock. The most of the, what you call it, farmers.
They're using them.
Yeah, I was the only one that opened up.
Hey, you remember Lana Hutter?
Yeah, Hutter.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, he used to up about 6 o'clock in the spring of the year. But I used to up 5 o'clock. Mama used to raise sometimes the cane and say, I said, well, that's what it is. Oh, yeah, that's not the what you call it, too. I just thought about it. After we moved in here for several years, I used to fix my windows at least 3 times a week. And I used to do it at night. That's as hard as my business. So one night while I was fixing the windows, a mutton, his son is in business, and the original Morris Nash is dead. He knocked in the door to let him in. I did, went talking a little bit. See, I was young then. The young Morris Hooker. See, no wonder you just got all your girls. See, this is still from Tolan. See, you know that man that's moving here? He just, at that time, not many much in this kind of bills. He's talking about his fingers in the whole state. If you paid him 6 months, you're going good. Mm-hmm. He's coming out, everybody says. How's that? They say you work by, I say, oh, that's what he says. Yeah, but I'm up to Denmark as soon as I find out I don't do a credit business. You know, with your ladies, the muck and the muck going, I wouldn't want to have 6 months. You see, never had very much in any line business, wouldn't do no credit. And one woman kept on and out that I got wanted customers to first to see all the time. I got tired of her. I said, listen, I don't want to hurt the kidding, but I said, nobody sent for me to come to Denmark, and I just wouldn't wait out to meet. You know, she made me a good customer. Yeah, I thought when I moved in here with 12 trucks, people went outside and thought it was a circus coming to town. Going on 51 years. I was young and ready to go, and I did.
When did you move? What year did you move to Denver?
34. Going on 51 years. 34. Yes, sir, but 12 o'clock. And it's raining too. Of course, it ain't as big a truck as it got now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just 12 o'clock to move it.
When did you leave Fountain Lane?
What is that?
Fountain Lane, right.
Yeah, that's the main foundation I thought was an 8-4 mechanic. Never heard of empty cases.
Yeah.
That's why I pedaled, with a honk and button. I took care of the road, that was one of my house. I took care of the better of the road, and I took care of my car, because they had to pay the road. And you didn't see the road anywhere I get there.
Yeah.
And you didn't...
When did you start cabling?
1921. That point, one time with a mule. I don't know if you know what a mule is, cabin. For the second time now, I ran on my own. I bought me a horse and rope. Ever see our base for the horse? $95.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a second-hand wagon. I never don't want no more second-hand or anything. In 2 weeks, it broke down. I was not far from the parlor. So I went on a horseback to the parlor. They didn't have no wagon. So I had a brother in the parlor, too.
You had a brother?
Yeah, in the parlor.
Right.
And, but I even then, I didn't like no favors of nobody. I knew a barber there. I said, listen, you want to make $5 with a lot of money then? And I told him, what you got there? I said, I want you to take me to Greenwood, and coming back, you'll be hit. You're a legend to yourself. Yes, sir. See, I'll do it. So I went down, and I found him one place. I didn't have enough money. I said, Mr. Andrews, he was a old man. I said, I'll give you a check for you. I don't have all that money in there. He said, who do you know? I said, I don't know nobody. I said, there's a young man standing before you. If you want to trust him, I said, I'm ready to buy the wagon. He said, you know, young fellow, I like the way you talk. I'll take the check.
You found it?
No, it didn't here. No, when I come back, I deposit some money when I come back to the horse. You see, I left Lou in McCormick, and I got to the wagon, and I hitched it up, and was ready to go. See, I made a two-week route. Every 2 weeks, I used to come to see the same people. And Rose, there's been this a lot. And then, you didn't see, it was very few key models. You ever heard of key models? You see them down there, and then any time it rained, you had to get a pair of news to pull, they got pulled out. You, that's right. Anytime you went. You couldn't go.
I said he had to
get
to see
that
it's
back. No, I went through
it.
You might read
in
books now.
I didn't read any books. Yeah. Well, I lived in the city, so it didn't get bogged down in the mud. So I used to see
it.
I remember there was a hill. On East Street, like that, my uncle had a big, Yeah. Dan said, you better make it up the hill.
Anytime it rained. You know what he used to call me? They used to call me Baby Tuttle. I was the youngest fellow ever went through the empty tunnel.
Sure.
I couldn't sell to the what store? To the land.
That's what it is. You peddled in the country, didn't you?
Sure, in the country.
You wasn't farm to
What kind of goods did you peddle?
What kind?
I had nearly
everything except shoes.
Like MBL.
And the other ways that I used to walk the car before I went back to the wagon. You know, that was a new wagon and it had a good spring for feet. But everybody got in my way. I ought to put some goods in there. You see?
Mm-hmm. Put goods in the wagon.
Goods in the wagon. My seat was hanging down. Mm-hmm. You see?
He had boats to blow up.
No, I had lots of stuff. They had all kind of underwear, feet, towels, different things, shirts, things.
Looking like it.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. You know what day when I got ready to quit?
Yeah.
What's her name? She's dead now. My wife, my brother, son, son of wife, got in touch with some of our camp people. He had a job in New York, making butter machines, making pretty good money that time. I made a little good. So he come, and he say, how much did I want for the route? I say, I'll give you the route. The only thing you got to buy is the wood for the horse away. Oh yeah, they said, well, young boys, the ones that used to make fun of me now, and my dad said, these young fellows who grow pretty, they saw him come to see the headquarters, my headquarters. I said, no, sir, if you got the money, I'll sell it to you. If you didn't got the money, I said, you ain't talking to me. So this fellow come along, he was a cousin to
Main Street. That's what I'm looking for.
His name is Stoshi. And he said, how about to go with me? I said, Lou knows the road just as good as I do. He said, no, I want you to go. How much will you charge me? Anything you want to give me. He kept on. I said, all right, give me $50. I'll go with you for 2 weeks. He got the 2 weeks out. And he didn't get along. My brother-in-law saw him at a store in Honeypot, and he was a manager, and he didn't stay there too long. He went up and up a store, and himself, and see what he had to play. And so I saw that stuff at Rock Hill. That's the name of that town. But anyway, he's been dead now a good while, but the son is a senator from Rock Hill. Great. Still operating at the police department store. Then when that's when I started punching in. When I bought my dog, I had found me a cut. You know, not too much of a cut for a dog and a half. So up in the back of the store, they talk about people hot. I didn't have any kind of fan. And I had plenty good from the store.
Plus the what year did you start in St. Louis?
Found me in 19, let me see, let me get that thing right, 1926.
So you started coming in 1924?
Right. 21 the first time. Well, for the mule.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I put out the seat here, the first time I pedaled, it was like you and my son to Denmark. That was my headquarters when my brother all of a sudden lived. I come late.
Not in Denmark.
McCormick. He said, oh, say somebody's going to kill you.
Which brother was that?
I had only one brother.
Oh, so what's his name?
Chaim Alexander. Yeah, Chaim Alexander. He gave his life for somebody else to have a good time. Anyway, see, I was really young to say somebody's going to kill you to travel that late at night. So you know you got to quit. And I quit. I didn't have the money, so I went to New York. Got a job at United Sponsor Company. I know your dad heard of it.
I don't know who.
United Cigar Store Company.
Oh, you know Cigar Store?
I still got the hammer.
Yeah.
It's a certain hammer you got to have. And the only one who had it is Hammer and Slammer. They're still in business, though, ain't it?
The Hammer and Slammer went out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's over on 57th
Street. Well, they the only one who had that kind of hammer. I still got it home. And I went to the window store.
University of South Carolina.
And their window cigar is that nice.
The window?
They had the best cars in New York City, but they were narrow. And if you had any belly, you couldn't get in there. See, I didn't have no belly then. Mm-hmm. Even when I got married, I didn't have no belly. I was 29 and I got married. I worked for them. Oh, I forgot that. Not to tell you too long. And I went to work for on 20 and Mr. Chester Spiceface in secondary. I didn't know what's up there. Not far from Bloomingdale. Bloomingdale, I think, is 1 or 2 blocks from there.
Yeah, 59th Street.
Anyway, I worked for him. Hatta, I think was his name, or Hatta, or something like that. And he ran for the station, the dimensionals. That used to be a big thing. It happened to still do, but not as much as then.
Not as much.
Anyway, I said, now, if they did not come back, you can get 2 weeks for these to be paid. I said, all right, when you come back now, he said, all right, you can go for the station. You can come to the pay. He said, no. I said, all right, I'm sleeping right now. And then I had a test for them. Herbert Giron. And one way or another, I didn't wait for a couple of months. And she saw something that took 6 weeks with me. So she ordered a letter. The older sister, hey, this is Dyke, the big girl. So you better write him a letter. Tell him to come back to South Carolina. Which he did. And I did. They met me in Clemson, not far from Israel. And the next thing, I worked for them 8 months, something like that. And I didn't make enough money, and I didn't like it too much. And especially husband, that was a good man, Abraham Dyke. Oh, that was a good man. The boss, you're already here. How about you go out peddling? I said, well, I'll go out peddling if I can get a horse and wagon. If I can get somebody to let me have a couple of $100 for goods, I don't want you or my brother to stand good for it. I don't want nobody to stand good for it. Okay. So, he saw several fellows that they want to sell a horse and a wagon, this and the other. So I wanted the sheriff to come to see it. He said, you got a horse or two. And I said, sheriff, I don't want a horse killing now. I said, I'm going to use for that wagon. I said, see, I want the best wheel. That's the same thing as a road. If that horse don't go, you're no good for me. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
So I went up there. I got it. He was not there, but his son was there. He wants to be on the horse. A nice little horse. And the horse put his head this way and said, you go. Yeah, you go. So he said, come to see me the following day. I said, well, I told him, I'm good to buy. I said, all right, you want to kiss me, go ahead.
So you were buying a horse from the sheriff, is that right? You were buying a horse from the sheriff?
I was pushing to. He said that he had one that would fit me. He'll do anything. That's all what I'm going to do to that horse. If he don't pull on road, I don't need him. Then some of them in the country heard all this here. The one fellow comes to see me. Say, I've got a horse. Do it any way you want it. If they don't suit you, say, I'll come and get you. That was the thing. I said, I'll come and get you then. Bring it back. If you buy it or you don't buy it. I said, now you're talking my way. So I went there and hitched up that horse. I said, let me do it. Hold up me the way I want it. And I hitched him up. And he burned. I said, all right, now we get the price. We got the price. I paid $95 for it. Blue, that was the name, that was a good animal. You know, I never had a whip in my wagon. Always just stuck to it. That was a good animal. I was hating to part with her.
What'd you do with her when you stopped
having shoulder? I told her, I sold it to a fellow place
in
New York.
That's not
him. I'm just telling my daughter, they don't understand it. But many of the Jews got started the same way. You know,
Barrett?
You know, in that town where you grew up?
All
those stores on Main Street? So, it's a hard one, but it's good for you if you can take it. You're young, especially. Well, every 2 weeks, so you come to the same place.
Yeah.
You know, some of these guys are out of the fire. No, they were in Alice Party. Some of them, related. So while young Mark, a young Crystal, went to come and be with the camp to spend the night. I said, I appreciate that. I said, the people that are on the way to go out, they're leaving them there, I feel like I'm home. Now, if anything comes up, but I feel like I'm not home from their home, I'd be glad to talk to you.
Okay, where'd you sit when you were on the road?
I'm telling you, it's a little bit. And next door to the store, and they had supper for me. Till they come back. Oh, yeah, no monkey business. And another thing, did you know what I used to hear? The police or the sheriff used to stop people for license. I never had nobody to stop people asking for license.
You mean your license?
Sunday license, sure.
And you didn't have a license.
I did, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but nobody stopped it for it.
Maybe.
Then I started business from Sunday, and I say I bought me a dollar a cock. For several years. And my personal expense used to be for $3, sometimes $3.50 a week. Someone said, how you got it? I say, I have three honest, burning desires to speak. Do you know what I'm saying? And I was good, especially the handicap that I have, no education. I made up my mind, I was young. I was already tough, done and plenty of all kinds of stuff that I peddled. And even before I peddled, I made up my mind to pay with somebody. Different people used to come in and say, you never see a young girl, let's buy a car, go out at night, don't eat it. I said, when I get ready, I'll come to see you now, but I ain't ready. Well, yeah, I tell you what was my favorite? That was a failure. You know what that means?
What does it mean to you?
Huh?
What does it mean to you? Never to fail.
Never to fail, never to go broke. Never to have a fire. Then the place just on my bill. And I knew this three years ago, it came through the handicap that I had. I made up my mind to pay you somebody. In 1930, I went to the church. Oh, you did it with a mighty little man, but he heard of it. The real depression time, it turns out I have to just on all my bills in 1930. And he used to call me up in New York, Chicago, different places, so you have to make the goodbye. At that time, money was very scarce. I didn't even have a telephone in this store, but he used to give me anyway. What's your start saying?
I was trying to say, who bought you in the depression? Said it was depression. Who bought?
Well, both of them farmers and fancy warriors, they do something. And I opened up the store. People come in, first thing I ask them, what is their name? Well, they live. They come back, they leave that door, call them by the name, regardless of who they want. Left or right. And we all had several places and say, Mr. Buster, we've been all racing here. We don't know them people's names. Or where they live. I say, yeah, but I've got owners around. She said, please, that's the reason I want to know their names. That means a lot. Even today. You know what a cash register is?
Mm-hmm.
It's made sale. But you see, my music box. I still got it at home. If I can just play music for me, I just start walking. I used to buy a freeway with Harvey. You sell their tanks to me, they'll send you the thing around. But you can see, you know, it's another thing. I don't know if you know this. You go buy in any store. You won't buy if you don't see no customers, you're not coming in. But if you see customers, you want to go up there, you want to go in. I give away my uniform with that, and not only that, it's nice when I lay down on the cot. Everything I can go through my mind, who come in? What they bought? Some of them didn't buy. Well, why they didn't buy, you see? Because up to the next time. It's what you put in, that's what you get out.
You know, he doesn't have a PCA or an MBA. You know what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's the same technique that they teach him in college today.
You know what my older son said it? Come several times. He said, they get it. What you got, what you're in for, you can't get it in books or in any color. That's what he told me. And he's smart, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He told me that several times. It's all it is for young people. They want it right now. Yeah, they don't want to walk. You know, if you walk to her, she'll twist and get bullied. That's right. They want it right now. You can't get any young people to say, oh, how can you make it? You know what I tell them? You ought to rip before you get started because you say you can't make it.
What do you mean, Annabelle?
Well, I'll tell you something, Annabelle. I come for 172, that's one thing. I'm not religious by no means. But I believe in the pure conscience. You know what it means, the pure conscience?
What does it mean to you?
To me?
Yeah.
That's above religion. You do everything that is right, but the conscience not to hurt you. You see?
Yeah.
That's one thing to grab us when it was. Or somebody, you know, some Jews. All those Jews who normally, as it was on Saturday, are turning people to say that was all of me. Because when I'm not religious by no means. I closed up. And I have that.
Closed up on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for you.
And you know what happened to the most of them? They went back. Went bankrupt. But anyway, I come to school and that's where I met her. See, my parents live in a country like that. Anyhow, no hotel was already there. That's right. But I met her there.
Your parents moved to Augusta from New York when they...
No, they never lived in New York. The money went to nothing, just nothing here in the silver valley. Yeah, we live
around. Are we on the state over there?
How's that?
Lived in a state?
That's right. They had a thing of it. No, we had our own home. And it didn't burn up a lot. Lots of homes. But we were working in Germany. We were fighting to do it. You know, we had a big river. Listen, the water was full of blood. You didn't see clear water. See, that's where they fight. And he's got they nearly had in the, at that time, nearly everything except airplanes. But they had just been bad, except for real modeling. But they had, you know, the real big, what you call it, tanks. No, they didn't have it. No, not the first World War. But they had the big artillery pieces. 6 Belgian horses used to pull it. 6 Belgian now. You ever heard of Belgian horses?
Yeah.
They're bigger.
Uh-huh.
Well, back then they had the Russians and the Germans. The Germans had a hard time to get Katusburg, and that's the reason that river was full of blood. And there are lots of homes and I'll tell you something.
But you probably have to go to the war.
No, he was too old. Anyway, the Germans, after the occupied there's only a few, come in first. The Germans on like motorcycles. Anyway, because the people, the civilian people, got to go to ceasefire on 30 miles in another town where they already occupied. Because it's going to be another battle up there, and it was. And you know, coming back in about 3-4 days, that was a terrible thing on each side, just like this, was human bodies. Horses, cows, dead.
What year was that? You know what year that was?
Well, let me see. You did see that, pal. I don't remember. It might have been 15. No, it's 17. That's when the Bolsheviks came in.
No, that had to be before 1917.
Right. Yeah, I was a little bad.
Somewhere between 19.
And not only that, if you got sick, the most of them died, like what they call chalaias. What you call it? Huh?
Oh.
You see, from olden people being dead on each side. For 30 miles on each side, horses, cows, and people. Yeah, people don't know nothing about whether a half time or anything. And then, we got home now, then got our home being burned. So, well, you know, that's what my parents used to do. They were bakers.
Bakers?
Before it took place. And right then, you couldn't buy. See, you had to go I had the best little Jewish mama ever lived. She was a little short later, but she was a good one. The best Jewish mama ever lived. She used to go in the country to the farmer to get potatoes or something else to eat. But then, after that, we went and went to some goya. You know what a goya is? Gentiles. Some like us, and we went to blend ourselves. Potatoes, rye, oats is for horses. You have to have a horse to work with. That's the reason I knew about a horse.
Did you have a house? Did you have any land?
Did you come to me? Well, yeah, we had a big orchard, that's right. Oh, I would love to have an orchard. That orchard was about 2 acres. Oh, it was a good one. Would have worn out several trees. I would say about 8 trees was worn. But that orchard had at least 60 trees. About 2 acres. Good pears, good apples. Good plums, good ones too. Yes, sir, I had the best Yiddish little mommy ever lived.
Did you all stay here?
How's that?
You all stay here after?
Yeah, me and my son and sister.
That's the one you were calling Katie.
Yeah. She had a little girl. She lives in New York, older. Oh, she was beautiful. She started walking on the boat.
Her husband came too?
No. He's living. That's what you heard, John Herbert. He's about 90-some-odd years old. He's living.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
River Solid, that's his name.
Where did you go to New York?
I'm not from New York, yeah.
New York.
He told me the last time, he said I'm a woman even. I didn't know what he is, what a woman is, 90-some-odd years old. Because I know. he must put monkey grounds in him.
All right, you better laugh.
You know what, don't forget, and it is an easy time for you to go. I help no children to go through what miles quicker than two in Europe and in this country. But it does somehow to be good for you. Makes a person out of you. Mm-hmm. It's one of the two. It'll put you 6 feet under you. You know what I used to tell? My other, I took him. He was only 16 years old and he finished high school. I had a son on him. And I took his son one thing or another to go to the University of South Carolina. I shook his head. I said, Meyer, you know better, but you're young. I said, don't mess up with devils, man. You know, if you don't do what they want, you call you chicky. I said, well, I told you what I'm going to do. I said, well, you're going to be a last chicken and a dead chicken. And just a couple months later, that's all I said. Now listen, Maya. Don't do anything wrong. If you're going to get in any trouble, you're going to be the blame. You're going to pay with your own hands. You mean to say you wouldn't come? I said, no, sir. You know, I'm going to put half of your life in after you go get your gun in trouble. But the main thing, you're going to be responsible for it. But I said, listen, man, when you get to the place, that your mind can't tolerate and don't forget the working place. You come home, we'll see what you can do. Oh, yeah, and I told him to get a part-time job in your place. I was five. He said, Daddy, I don't know nobody in Columbus. I said, you still with you? No, I'll tell him, you got to be take a living. Just said, that's right. Yeah, there's more in a new building. So you got to ask him, say, hey, young fella, if you want to move his house, come and help us move. That's where he got started with it in his kid's house. And you know what, that's the reason he did. Hey, Commissioner, if you don't sell, you don't make it out on that. You don't get the job. Hey, you got to sell. Oh, somehow if it's good for you, it's a person here. It could be female or male. Apples from out of a lot of young people, they don't know what it's all about. The parents is giving everything. Yeah, then if they come out on number one, but John Martin DeLaws, they don't know what it's all about. That's the reason I want them killing themselves. Yeah, all that stuff. And then who's following the parents? They didn't think it. But life is, the way it's free.
You thought you said that?
Okay.
What did you teach your kids?
I'm going to do all this right. But if they didn't, they got a good thinking. I had only one place of thinking. You know, sometimes they gave me to hit another place. The head or end, no. I had only one place. It might hurt him, but what's called it? It ain't gonna do it. You know, one time, the fella come in, your husband and Toby, they were a little bit more than we were to find it out. I didn't know that I wanted to play. You know, I used to tell them when you come to school, you got to eat, play, you got to know your lesson. I used to go to school. One day a fella come in, said, I hate to tell you, sir, I know you're very special on all your children. I said, after you started, you might as well come and kill me. He wouldn't. And then he said, no, I kept on you. He said, you know, when I get inside your house, your boy, take Pluto up, and I get inside. He had a little pickup truck. I don't know if you call him a truck or what, but anyway, it's in that category. It's a poor little rock. Boy, I see, I appreciate it. They say, I know it. They don't listen too hard, man. When I got home, I said, Toby and Herbert, they knew it right away. And both of them say, Daddy, don't be too hard now. He said, he ain't going to do it no more.
How old were they, Daddy?
Huh?
How old were they?
Maybe he knows.
Well, we'd be hard on you.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, I used to hate. I used to get nervous. I said, I don't want to be here anymore. I said, I got it down. I said, if he's late again and anything like that, I said, you're going to get double.
Yeah.
That's fair, ain't it? That's what it is?
Yeah. I just saw a sign, land sale today.
Yeah?
I'd like to land on
it. It's mighty high. I saw him buying for $5 an acre. He buy it for $5, some of them he sell for $2,000.
I was talking to a real estate guy last night at the reception. He told me land around Columbia's going for $7,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, there you are.
Can you imagine?
And that war will be a war again. Hey, hand me that duck.
Where are you going?
The automobile truck. Hello. Want you to send a tow truck, right? What is my number? My membership number? Just a minute. 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-4. It's a silver Mercedes. What is the license number?
Oh, it's gone.
Well, look for it.
No, it's gone.
You haven't looked. Sorry. License number is gone.
Yes, I have looked for it.
Right away. 1211 Pierce Avenue. Yeah, the car's in the library.
Because I like it that way.
See, Richard, we were in a little trouble there. And we dealt with it calmly. And now we're home free.
Ricky!
Also, we're dead meat. What a disaster! Limo broke down. Jenkins went to find a gas station, and we grabbed the cab. We got 4 blocks. We heard on the radio that it was snowing in Chicago, and they pulled to O'Hare Airport. So we turned around and drove back just in time to see 3 men leaving the limo with its tires. Now, seriously, this just isn't my day. Thank goodness everything's back to normal.
Honey, you need to relax. Why don't you go listen to some nice soothing music?
That's a good idea. Problem? Edward, why don't you just sit there? And you tell us your favorite music, and then Richard and I will hum it for you. Won't that be stimulating, Richard?
Oh, I love it.
You like Beethoven?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are humming. I want to take off my shoes and curl up in a good book.
No.
Problem?
Summer, I'm dreadfully hungry. Would you have pity on a poor old bachelor? Give him a little home cooking? I understand you're a gourmet cook.
Oh, yeah. She makes great jello.
Hey, there's something fishy going on here.
You got that feeling?
don't want us to go in that room.